everyone, welcome back to Voice of Unwavering Confidence. My name is Omololai Paeda and I'm excited for today's episode. We are going to be talking about being pregnant. Yes, being pregnant. Stay tuned and listen in and I'm sure you'll be blessed. Now, I'm sure most of you heard being pregnant, like what? We're talking about being pregnant, yes. But today we're actually talking about being pregnant with God's Spirit. So before we get into today's topic, I'd like us to say a quick prayer. Dear God, we thank you for this opportunity that you've given me to share your word with your people, to share with them things that you've shared with me. God, I pray that for everyone who is listening right now, God, I pray that you open their hearts, oh God, even to receive from you. That, Lord God, you give me the grace, oh God, even to speak not of myself, oh God, but of your Spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's something God laid on my heart that I'd like to share with you guys. He gave me a prayer point, and the prayer point was, God, impregnate me with your Spirit. I thought it was really weird, yes. But then he started explaining certain things, which I believe he's still teaching me, but I have a strong feeling he wants me to share this with you guys. And although it seemed like a simple prayer point, I thought it was quite weird. So I prayed it anyways. And as I prayed, he explained the prayer point to me using the analogy of a pregnant woman. Now, when a woman becomes pregnant, when she realizes that she's pregnant, her entire life, at least for those 9 months, centers around the baby she's carrying, right from the moment she realizes that she's pregnant. She begins to watch what she eats and drinks, and even avoids strenuous activities that might affect her baby. In the early stages of the pregnancy, when it is most delicate, she makes sure that she doesn't do anything to miscarry. She even starts taking vitamins daily to ensure that her baby has all it needs to grow properly. And gradually, her pregnancy starts showing. Her clothes don't fit anymore. And it becomes obvious that she's carrying a baby. And guess what? People start to notice. The good ones would wish her good, but the evil ones will do what they know how to do best, of course. Also, during this period, she experiences some unpleasant symptoms that comes with the joys of having a baby, like the vomiting, the swelling, the back pains. But she doesn't terminate the pregnancy because of that. And on days that the baby kicks, she's absolutely excited. But then when the baby doesn't kick, that doesn't mean that the baby inside of her is dead. Because when you do an ultrasound, you can see the baby. And when they check the baby, they can hear the fetal heart rate and they know that yes, she's definitely pregnant and there's a baby living inside of her. And also during that period, the woman attends these classes called antenatal classes, where she meets with other women who are pregnant. They rub minds together and she's able to stay strong. You know, they encourage each other. And when the due date comes, although she might be weak, she pushes the baby out. And guess what? People marvel, because some people may know she's carrying a baby, but they may not know whether it's a boy, whether it's a girl, or whether it's twins, or whether it's triplets. They have no idea what wonderful creature this woman has nurtured on the inside of her for these past 9 months. Now, being pregnant with the Spirit of God is very similar. You need to be careful of what you feed your mind by watching what you watch, what you listen to. You need to also check how you act. There's some activities that you can't do anymore because you are now carrying the Spirit of God inside of you. Now, just the same way some clothes won't fit a pregnant woman, there's some things that you would wear or that you were okay with wearing that you just can't wear anymore. You need to nurture and fortify this pregnancy with vitamins. And these vitamins are the Word of God and prayer, so that the Spirit will grow on the inside of you until you're no longer able to hide it. It becomes written all over you that you are pregnant with the Spirit of God. And trust me, some people will rejoice with you, but some people will mock you. Some people will even plot against you, but you will need to forge ahead. You need to take your vitamins and keep it moving. Attend your prenatal classes. Now, those would be Bible study, you know, keeping in touch with friends that are also pregnant with the Spirit of God, that have a relationship with God, you know, so that you can have accountability partners, and all that helps you when times are hard. Now, in the case of the symptoms that a pregnant woman has that are unpleasant, although she's carrying something that's joyous and beautiful inside of her, it's just like how we have the Spirit of God inside of us, but sometimes being a Christian is hard and it's difficult. But that doesn't mean that you should terminate the pregnancy. Although the Spirit of God does not kick every day, although you don't have that thrill that you have the Spirit in you, that doesn't mean that the Spirit of God is dead. The Spirit is always alive. And trust me, if someone were to scrutinize and look, do an ultrasound of your life, they would know that you have the Spirit of God living inside of you. And when you start to birth gifts of the Spirit, people will marvel, both friends, foes, the people that mocked you, the people that plotted against you, they would be amazed. Because the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9, that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor has it come into the hearts of man what the Lord has prepared for his people. And so people have not seen this thing that is inside of you. They've never heard of it, and it has not ever come to their wildest imagination what God is going to birth through you. You'll find that as you continue to associate with other people who are pregnant with the Spirit of God, you will rub minds and share tips. You would look out for one another and do everything to guard your pregnancy. Now, the key thing is, when you're pregnant with the Spirit of God, you should not forget to look to the one who impregnated you. Because unlike being pregnant with a baby, you will carry this pregnancy for your lifetime. Unless, of course, you terminate it. Oftentimes, we say that we want to be pregnant with the Spirit of God, but we have barriers. It's like someone saying they want to get pregnant, but each time they want to have sex, they wear a condom. You're not going to get pregnant because the sperm will not be able to fertilize the egg. It's the same thing. If you're praying to God that you want to be impregnated by His Spirit, but you keep on wearing sin, you don't take off bad habits, and you put a shield of stubbornness or pride, that way, God is unable to penetrate. God can't force you to be pregnant. God is not going to rape you. You have to be willing. You have to be willing to be impregnated by the Spirit of God. So I'd like you to think about this. I'd pray with you, but I want you to also go in your closet to ask God to impregnate you with His Spirit and to teach you how to remodify your life in order to nurture His Spirit, and to do nothing to grieve it, but rather to cause it to grow such that it becomes too obvious for you to hide. guess what? Because when you start to birth things, there would be things that you never thought possible. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, because your word in Job chapter 32, verse 18 already says that your spirit compels us. God, I pray for those of us who want to be pregnant with your spirit. I pray, Lord, that you teach us how to nurture your spirit. That, Lord, you would help us to be aware of when the spirit compels us. Father God, I pray that we would not take advantage of being pregnant with your spirit. God, I pray that you give us the grace not to do anything to grieve your spirit. And Lord, I pray for those who are still having those shield around them. Father God, I pray that you soften their hearts. Allow them to make themselves pregnable. Let them surrender to your will. Let them surrender to your purpose. Father God, give them the joys of being pregnant with your spirit. Allow them, O God, even to make an opening in their heart for you, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you've been able to pick one or two things from today's topic, and I look forward to next time. And yeah, share with your friends, email me if you have any questions, any comments, any suggestions, or any testimonies to share. God bless you. Bye.